Yeah, it's been all right. I was a bit annoyed with the presentation and stuff, because I just got a bit stressed out about it and stuff.
I thought your presentation was okay, you know. The only thing I would say was it was a little bit short.
Yeah.
Well, it was 7 minutes.
It was a bit biased at times as well, I think.
It was, yeah. And also I thought the argument and why it was a piece of world music was a little bit thin.
Yeah.
A bit generic. But you learned from this?
Yeah, yeah.
So as far as what you did, the communication was very good. You used cue cards, fine. Your natural default energy level for speaking is too low. I don't know if Tara mentioned this to you, but you tend to speak quite conversationally. I am now speaking to you. I've got a bit of support in my voice. If I want to go to the next level, I'm taking up a bit more.
Okay.
Next level. And now that's my default level for performing in the theatre, because you can now hear. Yes?
Yeah.
So when you got in front of the audience for the talk, it was a bit, hi, I'm Blake, and it was a bit down the pub. They take it up one level. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So really engage this big frame you have, this big soundboard you've got. Yeah. It got a bit laid back with the style of delivery. So think about that. Just think of, play a lecturer. Be a lecturer for that talk. Have more authority in the way you talk to your students, as it were. So for communication, for preparation, I thought that must have been good, because you did speak with a lot of authority about a lot of very interesting things. So I don't know how much preparation you did, but it appeared that there'd been a fair bit, because there were some very interesting comments.
I did work before the Monday that I didn't show it, and on the Monday I sat there and took loads of notes of everything that people said, so like little ticks. So it helped me out a bit. So I was
of course it did, yeah.
And then
very lucky, you see. Poor bugger that started off first.
So
all that was kind of okay. Again, the coherent opinion about the music, a description of the musical style and analysis of the vocal, it was okay, it was satisfactory, but again, we needed a bit more insight. For instance, you talked about the drums, the keys, the bass, the lead, the vocalist, the 4-4, but you used an awful lot of, and all that stuff, and that stuff. So you were using quite generic, streety language as opposed to specific. You talked about the lyrics, stress the importance of, good. You talked about the synth, E minor. You talked about indie rock and so on. So there's a lot of good information there that you'd obviously managed to bring to the presentation. However, when we talk about the main reasons for your argument about the importance of composition, why is it Western musical culture, it was rather generic. I need much more depth, command of discussion. And obviously it was a bit short. I mean, Bastille obviously has French connections, so we could have had a lot more discussion of that, I thought.
Yeah,
you know, into the art.
I mentioned it at the beginning, but I didn't want to mention it too much because then it'd take away.
But the thing is, the song has got that name, so the group has got that name, so there's obviously a very strong connection to that. And then you could have possibly looked at indigenous French music.
Yeah.
As well, and compared it to that track and said, well, there's no, I don't think it's world music because we don't have this element of French music and so on and so on. It's just, it's difficult, isn't it? But I can ask you to do something, by me to do it, go through the list, but then bring your research away from what I've asked you to do, as I just kind of did then, really, in that respect. So, but for that, I gave you a 65, Blake.
Okay.
So it's a good mark.
Yeah,
it's a good 2-1. You've done the work. I'm perfectly aware that to stand in front of a group of people and recite, as I do for an hour and 50 on a Monday afternoon, on top of everything else, but that's what they pay for. There is a lot to remember. There's a lot of detail to remember. So I'm not decrying
it. It was
of course
the language to get past, because I was a bit like, oh, God.
You've done it. You can develop it more, you know. So I think your classwork, in view of things that have happened this term, and I am full of admiration,
that's fine,
Blake, of what has happened.
Yeah.
And really, I'm very, very, I don't know what the word is, really. Impressed isn't the word. I'm very grateful, I suppose, that you managed to keep the work going in spite of what happened, really. Now, as far as your song went, I did feel for you when you had to do this song of what had happened, of course, you know, and so on. So, but did you have ownership of the text? Yes. You know, really, really strong, the way you put the song across, very well done. Was there emotional, physical connection? Yes, I could see that, absolutely. Musical style, you got the whole jazz thing, which is fantastic. Yeah. You know, and not only that, you really engaged us. You know, I wanted to listen to you. What you have to take on board is the energy you use in singing.
Into speaking. Yeah.
Because when you sing, you get it into your body, you get it, you know, you've got this big frame. So when you're singing, you're using all that. But for talking in public, weren't. Yeah. Did you see the cabaret, the third year cabaret?
I didn't know. Okay.
They were not doing that. They were not engaging the text for the theatre. So that was all very strong. I really enjoyed your performance. I found the character. I thought you got the song. Delivery was very strong. The basic vocal techniques are obviously going in because you've got that whole sense of support, which is great. Nice, occasionally going off the tune, which is good. You found the character. Clear thought process. So that was very good work, actually. I thought from where you got the song, because you all had the song the same length of time, what the product, I mean, the product was always good. From when I first worked on it with you, it was good. And then you really put the icing on the cake and brought it up a level. So, classwork, I want you in the class. I think you bring a lot to the class. You've got a good sense of humour. That's what we need. We need the light and the shade. Your rhythm's okay. Having such a big frame should not be an excuse for not being loose.
Okay.
Are you physically in touch with your body?
In regards,
do you know your energy levels? Do you know your physical strength? Do you know how far you can go?
I would say so. Yeah. It's just haven't done a lot of it. Okay. Do you know what I mean?
Do you do a lot of sport?
I do. Yeah.
What do you do?
Football, swimming, running, cycling.
Fantastic. I don't see that when you stand in front
right,
of class.
Right, okay, yeah.
And all those things, kicking a ball from your core, swimming is from your core. You know, so many of these things, if you think about breathing in swimming.
Yeah.
You know, you've got to take very quick breaths, and then you've got to hold it for quite a long time, and then take the breath in again. You know, what is your crawl or...
Yeah, crawl.
Okay, well, that's a killer. I can't do that. I can do breaststroke, because you get more time to take the... Like, I've never been able to master crawl. It just terrifies me, put my head under the water.
Yeah.
So bring that... core
power and
to your work. You know, you're a big frame, you've got a lot of muscle there. So you know, your pitch is fantastic, your voice is really coming on, vocal quality is strong. Really a lot of potential here. I'm very excited what I can do with this voice in the third term.
Okay.
If you reciprocate and give me something to work with. We talk about physicalization. Just need more strength in the core. The trouble with any weight lifting is that you actually reduce your flexibility. You know, these big muscly guys, they actually don't have a lot of flexibility a lot of the time. So I think your work ethic is exemplary. Well done. And the process song was excellent. I've given you a first.
Really?
No, I have, because the work has been exceptional. So well done. It could go down next term.
Yeah. It's not going
from what I've seen this term, you know, you've got on with it, you've not moaned. I mean, and you've done... it's the song, I think, more than anything that's done it.
Okay.
Because the really strong work, really, really strong work. And you all had the songs the same length of time.
Yeah.
Don't forget. So you've got some good marks there.
Oh, look,
very good marks. You've got a 65 at all. Yeah. Next term, the biggest enemy next term will be the people you choose to work with.
Okay.
Because you have a very good work ethic. You may choose people that don't have the same work ethic, and that will ultimately affect possibly the mark. You with me?
Yeah.
So just look at who you work with.
Yeah.
I know that's easier than that. I don't want to be nasty about it, but
I don't do work with friends.
And you don't.
It's just you work with.
But
the
there again,
that are gonna work.
The new groups, you don't know their work
ethic
in music. That's a problem. So. All right, Blake. Is there anything you want to ask me, Blake?
No, that's fine.
So next term, it's do the song again. Just
jazz
tell
song,
the off,
folk song.
Yeah, do the folk song. And then we're into group work.
Wicked. Right. Cool. Thank you very much.
All right, Blake. We'll go have a nice Christmas.
And